Good morning. This meeting will come to order. Welcome to the May 1st regular meeting of the Government Audit and Oversight Committee of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. I am Supervisor Jackie Fielder, Chair of the Committee, joined by Vice Chair Sodert, Supervisor Sherrill. Committee Clerk today is Kalina Mendoza. Thanks to Erica Major for being our clerk today, and to Kalina Mendoza of SFGovTV for staffing this meeting. Madam Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, thank you, Chair Fielder. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Any documents to be included as part of a file should be submitted to the clerk. You may also submit public comment via email to the Government Audit and Oversight Clerk at monique.creighton@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will be forwarded to the supervisors and made part of the official file. Written comments may also be sent via U.S. Postal Service to City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, Room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Items acted upon today are expected to be heard at the Board of Supervisors' agenda on May 13th, unless otherwise stated. Madam Chair?
Thank you so much, Madam Clerk. Please call item number one.
Item number one is a resolution authorizing the Office of Assessor Recorder to execute Amendment Number 2 of the Memorandum of Understanding with the California Electronic Recording Transaction Network Authority for AB 578.
Thank you. And today we're joined by Ms. Holly Lung, Director of Policy and Intergovernmental Affairs for the Assessor Recorder, who will be presenting this item. Ms. Lung, please go ahead.
Good morning, Chair Fielder, Supervisor Sauter, and Cheryl, let me get this up. Be right there. One second. Great. Thank you again. My name is Holly Lung, Manager of Legislative Affairs for the Office of Assessor Recorder, and I'm joined by our Finance Manager, Emily Alt. Thank you for your time today. We're here to request your support for a resolution to amend a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the California Electronic Recording Transaction Network Authority, better known as CERTNA. The amendment changes two things, extends the agreement through January 10, 2035, and increases the cost per title from 30 cents to 34 cents. As you may know, our office is responsible for recording real estate documents such as title transfers, home loan payoffs, and other related filings. These documents become part of the public record. In the past, everything was submitted by mail and in person, a slow, paper-heavy process. Since 2013, in partnership with CERTNA, we've offered electronic recording, allowing these documents to be submitted and recorded digitally. This resolution ensures we can continue that service without interruption. CERTNA is one of two authorized providers in California offering secure, Department of Justice compliant electronic recording. It's a joint powers authority, and our office has relied on it successfully for over a decade. Why does this matter? Well, CERTNA enables same-day document recording. It eliminates the need for in-person visits or mailing paper documents. It reduces errors thanks to built-in digital validation. It provides a secure, DOJ-approved system for transmitting sensitive data. For our office, it also means we receive digitized documents, no scanning, next-day payments, no check handling, and faster processing through automated workflows. Since 2013, e-recording has grown significantly. Back then, we only had a handful of electronic submitters. Today, nearly 800 entities, including title companies, law firms, and lenders, and government agencies, submit documents electronically. Currently, about 75% of our recordings are electronic, cutting processing time from days to hours. Again, this amendment changes two things. It extends the agreement through January 10, 2035, giving us long-term continuity. Also increases the per-title recording cost from 30 cents to 34 cents. Based on the average number of recorded documents over the last 10 years, which was $160,000, and the average over the last 3 years, which is closer to $118,000, the cost increase would be approximately $5,000 to $7,000 annually. This is a modest increase we can absorb through our existing fee structure. While there is a second provider, Secure, their $100,000 buy-in fee plus costly system reconfigurations and nearly 800 new MOUs that would need to be renegotiated would create a major administrative and financial burden for our team. Certna has provided reliable service for over a decade with no significant disruptions. They've also been responsive to our needs, offering detailed reporting and helping partners, government partners, standardize data submissions. We plan to continue electronic recording into the future, and this extension helps ensure that. Thank you again for your consideration. We're available for any questions you may have.
Thank you so much. Colleagues, do you have any questions or remarks? Seeing none, now we can go to public comment. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak on item number one? Just approach the podium. Seeing none.
All right, seeing no public commenters, public comment is now closed. I now move to send this item to the full Board of Supervisors with positive recommendation. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
And on that motion, Supervisor Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Supervisor Sherrill?
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Supervisor Fielder?
Aye.
Fielder, aye. You have three ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Madam Clerk, please call item number two.
Item number two is a resolution declaring the intention of the Board of Supervisors to renew and expand a property-based business improvement district known as the Ocean Avenue Community Benefit District and levy a multi-year assessment on all parcels in the district, approving a management district plan, engineer's report, and proposed boundaries map, ordering the setting the time for a committee of the whole.
Thank you. Ms. Jackie Hazelwood, Program Director of Community Benefit Districts at OEWD, will be presenting this item on behalf of Supervisor Melgar, the sponsor of this item. Ms. Hazelwood, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Fielder, and good morning, Supervisors Sauter and Sherrill as well. So my name is Jackie Hazelwood. I'm the Community Benefit District Program Director here with OEWD. I'm here on a resolution to present on the resolution of intention to renew and expand the Ocean Avenue Community Benefit District, which is managed by the nonprofit association known as the Ocean Avenue Association. The item will authorize a special assessment ballot procedure to renew and expand the Ocean Avenue CBD for a second 15-year term. Before I do start, I just want to extend some gratitude to the Office of Supervisor Melgar, Office of Supervisor Chen, and also in particular their staff, particularly Jen Lowe and Lin Chao Chin as well. All right, so just some brief history. So this CBD formed in December 2010 with services commencing in January 2011. For the purposes of today's item, I'll be speaking to efforts around the lead up to the renewal itself rather than service delivery throughout the earlier part of the organization's history. So back in January of 2021, OAA finalized a strategic plan that was designed in part to fix organizational challenges in preparation for renewal in June of 2025. Back in January, and so following slow progress to address some of these challenges, concerns from community and at the request of Supervisor Melgar, OEWD requested the Office of the Controller audit the organization in fiscal year 22-23. Of note, during that period, specifically in December 2022, there were shifts in management and Christian Martin came on board as the organization's new executive director, bringing with him prior CBD management experience, including that as executive director of Soma West CBD. In June 2023, the Controller's Office produced a report with 19 recommendations for OEWD to ensure OAA improves its control environment and ensure obligations and responsibilities are fulfilled. Following this report, OEWD worked within current frameworks to the best of its ability to support OAA in fulfilling these recommendations and presented in front of this body at GAO, as was presided over by Supervisor Melgar in spring of 2024 on the status of the recommendations at that time. In July 2024, the Controller's Office confirmed closeout of the audit and the 19 recommendations as being addressed. So shifting specifically to renewal efforts, which build on the closeout of this audit, OAA has provided ongoing outreach, including surveys, open houses, door-to-door outreach as well. And I'll also just note that Christian Martin, the executive director of the organization, is here to address any questions that, or comments that may come up around specific outreach or service delivery from the organization. Moving on just to the renewal process itself. So in March of 2025, the CBD met its 30% threshold of property owners to be assessed within the district, which is required by state law. So the resolution of intention was submitted and goes through the is going through the legislative process. That's the phase that we're in currently. And I just want to echo that this item is authorizing the special balloting procedure, not the CBD itself. That will come later. So next steps from here, the ballots will go out to ratepayers. That happens specifically on May 23rd, 2025, as that starts the 45-day balloting period window, which concludes at the Committee of the Whole on July 8th. Ballots are counted on that very same day, and if the CBD passes, then the Board of Supervisors may renew and expand the CBD. From there, services for the renewed and expanded CBD would commence in January 2026. Ooh. Having some technical difficulties. Let's see. Beyond that, the remainder portion of the slide was just showing a map of the expanded boundary itself, which you'll find in your packet. So the expanded district shows to the west side of the current district, there's a small expansion that includes Lakeside Village. And from there, that it really is just a small addition to the current district itself. Let's see if I can get... Thank you. Beyond that, we do have some just basic information, as is also included in the packet, the management plan itself, and the slides previously provided to the clerk. But the initial district assessment budget under this renewal will be $479,581, and the total budget will be $515,000. The general benefit, which is listed here on the slides themselves as other revenues, which are funds that the CBD must raise outside of assessments, is 6.88%. Examples of services that are provided under each category include the following. So it's cleaning and maintenance, which includes sidewalk and gutter sweeping, pressure washing, graffiti removal, and streetscape and beautification and marketing and economic development services. If there's any other questions in particular on the services, again, I'll just note that Christian Martin's here, the executive director of the organization. But at this time, I just want to open it up for any questions or comments from the committee itself.
Vice Chair Sauter.
Thank you, Jackie. Just looking at the expanded map here, I see the kind of the new area to the west is it's a number of blocks west of the current boundaries. Is that common with CBDs? I mean, is that the case in others where you have where they're not attached?
Yeah, it's a great question. So on the map, there's a area along Ocean Avenue, that corridor that is not covered by the CBD. That portion is largely residential properties. Under state law, all properties, residential, commercial, state, city, public-owned properties, are eligible for assessments. So in this district, its intention is really to serve commercial properties and commercial corridors. With that, it was decided by the CBD, the current CBD itself, to exclude, if possible, that stretch of residential properties, given they would not necessarily see the same special benefits that other parts of a commercial property or commercial corridor would see. We consulted with the city attorney, who verified that this was appropriate under state law to create these different portions of the district. There's also precedent within San Francisco under the Green Benefit District. So the Green Benefit District, which is managed by the Department of Public Works rather than OEWD, has two different portions there's a break in terms of their boundary. It's not a contiguous line.
Good, that's very helpful context, thank you. I'm happy to see this expansion. I certainly have CBDs in my district that want to expand as well, and I'm happy to see this and all the improvements that have been made under the new leadership in the last couple of years, so congratulations to all.
Thank you.
Thank you, and my question is with respect to an audit performed last year Can you or someone else here speak on the recommendations and how OEWD worked with the CBD to take the necessary steps to complete the recommendations?
Sure. So in terms of the audit itself, there's 19 recommendations that were proposed by the controller's office. So some of it was required certain like on-site visits to see how various processes were occurring in terms of how they're managing certain finances, how they're just doing day-to-day tracking of various service delivery pieces like that, but also in terms of their board management and compliance. OEWD funded a training for their board and also just provided a lot of technical assistance in terms of like day-to-day check-ins, week-to-week check-ins with their organization itself. In addition to that, there was also just a lot of communication with the executive director, Christian Martin himself, around how staff was performing, how services were being delivered, but then also in terms of that board management piece, how that engagement looked like, and how they were interfacing with certain community concerns that were coming in.
Thank you so much. All right, seeing no other questions, Madam Clerk, let's take public comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are there any members who would like to speak on item number two? Please line up near the curtains or approach the podium. Thank you. Y'all have 2 minutes.
Thank you for taking public comment. My name's Kath Sakalakis, and I am part of that small island of the commercial corridor in Lakeside Village, and I want to speak in support of the expansion. A little bit of context. We're a group of residential volunteers. During COVID, we started a nonprofit. Our mission is to bring families to Lakeside Village, the point being to support the small businesses. That's why we started. One of the first things we did was survey the business owners and the property owners and ask them what's most important to you. The answer is cleaning, keeping the street free of litter, and covering graffiti. So it then took us 2 years, I'm not kidding, to raise the funds. And we've raised $900,000 of funding for murals, all sorts of things. Most funders want to fund shiny objects or fun events for kids. They love seeing the photos of kids enjoying themselves. They don't want to fund clean sidewalks and maintenance. So it took us 2 years. We then interviewed various places to provide this service, and we started work with Ocean Avenue Association in July of 2023. And I would like to speak a little bit to the impact. They pick up litter Monday to Friday. They work with the property owners to use the exact shade of paint to cover the graffiti. This is really important to people. And the impact has been huge. If you walk through the corridor now, instead of seeing tumbleweeds of litter, you see clean and welcoming sidewalks and streets. And that's why we want to be part of the expansion. We don't want to start something new. We want to spread the fixed costs of the existing CBD into a larger area. So we're strongly in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Next public speaker.
Good morning, Supervisors. Christian Martin, Executive Director of OAA. I just want to say it's been a true pleasure working with the Supervisors' offices up there, OEWD, and Kath Sakalakis from Lakeside Village to put this renewal together. The community really came together in ways that it hadn't previously, and it's just been a labor of love working with the small business owners and property owners of that community. And we're happy to continue to provide the cleaning, the maintenance, all the hard work to make sure that, you know, the corridor is successful. So thank you all for being a part of the renewal, and looking forward to 15 more years.
Thank you. Are there any other members that would like to speak on item number two today? Madam Chair, there are no further members present.
Thank you. Seeing no one else making public comment is now closed. I am going to move to send this item to the full Board of Supervisors as a committee report with positive recommendation. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
And on that motion, excuse me, Supervisor Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Supervisor Sherrill?
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Supervisor Fielder?
Aye.
Fielder, aye. You have three ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Madam Clerk, is there any other business before us today?
There is no further business.
Thank you. We are adjourned.